Hey, welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining today's Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are really fortunate to have His Grace Gaur Vilas Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 6.17.32 onwards. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over the call to Tipni Mataji for the brief introduction. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. This morning we have with us His Grace Gaur Vilas Prabhuji. Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness in 2004 and he earned a MBBS degree from Grant Medical College. Gaur Vilas Prabhuji joined the ashram in 2010 and he was initiated as a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2012. Gaur Vilas Prabhuji preaches in various medical and engineering colleges, and he also conducts programs for doctors at Bhaktivedanta Hospital and in corporate environments. He is a teacher of Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav courses, and he also conducts congregational programs in Mumbai and Maharashtra. Gaur Vilas Prabhuji has done thorough studies of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're so fortunate to have Prabhuji with us on the call today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for that very brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept all of our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association in this Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are really fortunate to hear from you. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. You can take over.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, everyone, for this service. Giving me the service. So we'll begin with our prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Arabhanathanvitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyare Shitarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So thank you very much for giving this opportunity to serve. So today we are discussing from 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are on chapter 17th, verse number 32. Naham virincho na kumara narado na brahma putra munaya suresha vidamayasye hitam amsha kamshaka na tat swarupam pithagisha maninaha. Translation says, neither I, Lord Shiva, nor Brahma, nor the Ashwini Kumaras, nor Narada, or the other great sages who are Brahma's sons, nor even the devatas, demigods, can understand the pastimes and personality of the Lord. Although we are part of the Supreme Lord, we are ourselves, we consider ourselves independent, separate controllers, and thus we cannot understand His identity. Purport. Brahma Samhita 5.33 states, Advaitamachyutamanadimanantarupam adhyam purana purusham navayoganam cha vedeshu durlabham durlabham atma bhaktau govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is the original person. He is absolute, infallible, and beginningless, and although expanded into unlimited forms, he is still the same original person, the oldest person, who always appears as a fresh youth. The eternal, blissful, all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood even by the best Vedic scholars, but they are always manifest to pure, unalloyed devotees. Lord Shiva places himself as one of the non-devotees who cannot understand the identity of the Supreme Lord. Lord being Ananta has an unlimited number of forms. Therefore, how is it possible for ordinary common man to understand him? Lord Shiva, of course, is above the ordinary human beings. Yet he is unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva is not among the ordinary living entities, nor is he in the category of Lord Vishnu. He is between Lord Vishnu and the common living entities. Hare Krishna. So this is a very, very, very wonderful section going on in Srimad Bhagavatam, where after describing the wonderful story of Vritrasur, Parikshit Maharaj asked a question. How is it that demons, who generally are in mode of passion and ignorance, how come this demon had such wonderful consciousness? And then Shukdev Goswami starts narrating the story of Chitraketu Maharaj, how he wanted a son, and ultimately the son was killed by the co-wives, and then ultimately by the mercy of Narada and Angira, he attained perfection. He became a pure devotee of the Lord. And then as one day he is traveling in his airplane with his Vidyadhara wives, he sees a very, very amusing scene. Lord Shiva instructing all the renunciants and having Parvati on his lap. That created amusement in the heart of Chitraketu, and he started smiling. As a result, Parvati could not understand that Chitraketu is just appreciating the glorious position of Lord Shiva, and she cursed. And now in this section, Lord Shiva, he is telling Parvati the glories of the devotees of the Lord, because Chitraketu, he didn't have any disturbance in his mind. He just accepted whatever has happened as the mercy of the Lord. Guna pravaha etasmin, kaha shapa, kaha anugraha, kaha swarga, narakaha kova, kim sukham dukkha meva va. And then he accepted, he offered his obeisances to Parvati, and he said, okay, oh mother, I didn't want to insult Lord Shiva, but whatever you have said, let it be, I accept that. And then Lord Shiva says, just see, oh Parvati, you have seen the glorious position of the devotees of Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, Lord Narayan. Narayan parasarve na kutashana bibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyarthdarshinah. They are never fearful in any situation, either hell or heaven. They are all equipoised. And then in the course of discussion, Lord Shiva glorified the devotees, and in this verse, he is glorifying the Lord. He says, nobody can understand the Lord. In the first verse of Bhagavatam also, it is described, Muhyanti yat surayaha. Even great devatas, they are bewildered. Nobody can understand how Lord is working. It is said that, nobody can count the qualities Lord have. The Lord has unlimited qualities. The amount of sand grains one can count, if one can count. And if one can count the rays of the sun, if one can count the snowflakes, but still, even if one can count all that, still that person cannot count the glories of the Lord. Gunatmanaste api gunan vimatum hitavati gunasya kai shirasya kalena yairvai vimita sukalpai bhupam savakhe mihikadivhasya bhupam savaha, the grains of the sand, he mihika, the sun rays, Dubhasyaha, snowflakes, nobody can count. But still, even if somebody can count that, one cannot count the glories of the Lord. Lord Ananta is trying to glorify the Lord. He's trying to enumerate the qualities of the Lord since the beginning of the creation. He has not come to an end so far. You know, when some service is given, one thing a devotee has in his mind is, kab tak karna hai? You know, till when I have to do this service? So when Ananta Shesha, when he appeared as a son of Kadru, and he was given this service of upholding this Bhumandal. So Shesha, he asked Brahmaji, till when I have to do this service? So Brahmaji said, do you start glorifying the Lord? And when it comes to end, you can leave this. Since the beginning of the creation, he's going on with his thousands of mouths. He has not come to an end. Nantam vidamyahamami munayo agrajaste maya balasya purushasya kuto varaye gayan gunanandash shatanana adidevah sheshodhunapi samavastana asya param. Nobody can understand the qualities and count the qualities of the Lord. Lord has unlimited qualities. So Lord Shiva is telling nobody can understand the Lord. How Lord works in certain circumstance, why Lord does that, nobody can understand. This comes in the first canto of Bhagavatam when Lord Krishna takes all the Pandavas to meet Bhishma, who is lying on the bed of arrows. And Bhishma, he is very happy to see his grandchildren dressed in royal attire. That was his dream. And first he tells, oh, it is so very sad. You all Pandavas, you suffered so much. Aho kashtam, aho anyayam, yad yuyam dharmanandana. Actually, you did not deserve to live. You suffered so much. But still, because you always worshipped Vipra, Dharma and Achyuta, you are protected. Nobody can understand why these calamities came to you. And then he says it is all time factor. Sarvam kal kritam manye bhavatam chayat apriyam tapalo yadvashe loko vayo riva ghanavalu. It is all time factor working. And then Bhishma Dev says, you know, who is this time factor? You know, this personality who is standing in front of you, Krishna, don't think is your maternal cousin. Yanmanyase matuleyam surin mitram priyattamam sachivam akaro dutam sauridat atasarathi. You are thinking he is your maternal cousin. He acted as your messenger, as your protector, as your servant sometimes, as your chariot driver. He is not any of that. Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshat Adyo Narayana Puman Mohayan Maya Yalokam Gudha Sharati Vrishnishu. This personality is the same Supreme Lord. Adyo Narayana Puman. He is the Supreme Lord, original Narayan. And he acts in a way, Mohayan Maya Lokam. He puts everyone into bewilderment. Yudhishthir Maharaj, he asks that, well, he's standing right there. We'll ask him now, why you are working in this way? Yes, natural question. Lord is standing right in front. So we'll ask him, why you are working in this way? Why you did that? Bhishma Dev says that, first of all, he will not tell, even if you ask. And even if he tells, you will not understand. Greatest of the people, they get confused. Even Uddhavji tells in the third canto that when he is talking to Vidurji, Vidurji asks about Krishna, and Uddhava goes into meditation. He is in ecstasy and remembers wonderful pastimes of Krishna. And he says, it is so very bewildering to me. Krishna, who is all-knowing, omniscient Lord, he is the controller of the entire universe, cosmic manifestation, Akhil Koti Brahmand Nayak. And he would ask me about my opinion on some topics. And he took it seriously. You know, sometimes people may ask some friends, oh, what is their opinion? But they know, I don't have to follow him. Uddhav says he listens to my opinions and he executes them. It is so very bewildering. Nobody can understand how Lord acts. कर्माण्यनीहस्य भवो भवस्य ते दुर्गा श्रयोथारि भयात् पलायनम् कालात्मनो यत् प्रमदायुताश्रम स्वात्मन रते खिद्यति धीर्विदामिह. All the Lord has nothing to do in this world, still he is working, he is maintaining his family, he is going to Sudharma assembly. He is unborn, bhavo, abhava. Still he takes birth. Unborn, but takes birth. And he is a personality from whom fear personified is fearful. That person is running from out of fear of Jarasandh. मत भयाद वाति वातोयम् सूर्यस्तपति मत भयात वर्षाति इंद्रो धाति अग्नि मृत्युश्चरति मत भयात. Out of my fear wind is blowing, out of my fear sun is rising, out of my fear death comes. Krishna tells all this. That person is running from Jarasandh and taking shelter in the middle of an ocean. He is self-satisfied and he marries 16,000 queens. कालात्मनो यत् प्रमदायुताश्रम स्वात्मन रते स्वात्मन रते ही सेल्फ सैटिस्फाइड ही सेज खिद्यति धीर विराम. इट इज बिविल्डरिंग. नोबडी कैन अंडरस्टैंड हाउ लॉर्ड इज एक्टिंग इन सर्टेन वे, व्हाई लॉर्ड इज एक्टिंग इन सर्टेन वे, व्हाई लॉर्ड अपीयर्स इन दिस वर्ल्ड, व्हाई लॉर्ड एक्ट्स एंड परफॉर्म्स ऑल दिस पास्ट टाइम्स. फॉर वन रीजन लॉर्ड works, for one reason Lord acts in a way. In the first canto, the sages of Naimisharanya, they ask Suta Goswami, why Lord appears from the womb of Devaki? And Suta Goswami says, to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. That is the only reason why appears, Lord appears. In the 8th chapter of the first canto, Kunti Maharani offers her prayers. She gives so many reasons why Lord appears. Some people say that, well, because Devaki and Vasudeva prayed, that's why he appeared. Apare Vasudevasya Devakyam Yachito Bhyaga Tajastamasa Shemaya Vadhaya Chasuradvisham. Some people say he appeared to protect the pious and annihilate the miscreants. Some people say because Brahma prayed, that's why you appeared. Jato hi atma bhuvarthitah bharavataranayanye bhuvonav ivodatho sidantya bhuri bharina jato hi atma bhuvarthitah. Some people say to protect the pious kings like Yudhishthir you appeared. But then she says, none of these are the original purposes of your appearance, O my Lord. What is the original purpose? Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi shravanasmarana arhani karishyanniti kechana. People in this world, bhave asmin klishyamananam, people are suffering. Why? Avidya. They are ignorant. How they are in avidya? Kama karma bhi, because they desire sense gratification. So therefore, to enliven and rejuvenate the principles of Shravana, Smarana, Arhani. To rejuvenate the principles of hearing, chanting, remembering, you appear in this world. So all the activities of the Lord are meant to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls, to bring them out of the sphere of material existence. As Prahlad Maharaj says, he offers his prayers to Narasimhadev and says, oh my Lord, I am not fearful of this form of yours. With such fearful teeth you have, you are garlanded with the intestines, atras raja shataj ke shankara keshu karnan nirad bhit digibhat arbhinna khagrat. This is such a fearful form, I am not fearful. You know how, why I'm fearful? I'm fearful of one reason. One thing I'm fearful of. Trastosmeham kripana vatsala duhusahogra samsara chakra kadana grasitam pranitaha बद्धा स्वकरम विरुषत्तमत्यंग्रि मूलम प्रीतोपवर्ग शरणम हयसे कदानु जिस आई एम फियरफुल ऑफ दिस मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस त्रस्तो अस्मि ओ कृपण वत्सल ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज मोस्ट मर्सीफुल टू द फॉलन पीपल संसार चक्र गदनाद ग्रसताम आई एम फॉलन इन दिस डीप डार्क वेल ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस बिकॉज ऑफ माई ओन एक्टिविटीज बद्धा स्वकर्म भी सो देयर फोर आई टेक शेल्टर ऑफ यू ओ माई लॉर्ड सो लॉर्ड हैज सो मेनी पास टाइम्स सो मेनी क्वालिटीज सो मेनी अवतार्स जस्ट लाइक रिवर वेव्स आर देयर इन द ओशन एज मेनी अवतार्स आर देयर इन दिस वर्ल्ड व्हाई लॉर्ड अपीयर्स इन ऑल दीज फॉर्म्स To remove the fear of material existence. That fear is a very, very common emotion everywhere. Everything in this world is happening out of fear. You know, all the industries are working out of fear. Food industry is working because of the fear of hunger. Medical industry is working because of fear of disease. Cosmetic industry is working because of fear of old age. Everything is working because of fear. Of course, healthy fear is required to function in this world. But when it goes beyond a certain range, then it leads to anxiety, depressions. And while practicing Krishna consciousness, many times as practicing devotees, we are also fearful of material existence. But we should know our fear should not, you know, destroy our enthusiasm. That it happens sometimes. We become so fearful of our anarthas. We become so fearful of material nature that we lose our enthusiasm to practice. You know, fear has two meanings. Forget everything and run. Or face everything and rise. So we have to understand where are we. Sometimes, many times we are on the first level. Forget everything and run. We want to run away. As soon as we face some danger comes, we want to run away from the danger. But we have to learn to face our fears. That gives strength. That's why Lord has performed so many pastimes. That's why the devotees of the Lord are mentioned in Bhagavatam to show how they faced their fears, how they went through calamities after calamities, but they were never fearful. And that fear, that fearlessness is rooted in the confidence that Krishna is there to protect us. Avashya rakshibe Krishna iti vishwasa palan. In this world, anything we do, three types of emotions they come. When we want to get something, we are hankering for it. After we get that object, we fear of losing it. And if we lose it, we lament. Shoka, moha, and bhaya. They are constantly there. In whichever species of life a person goes, a living entity goes, this fear is a common factor. Have you seen small birds eating grains? They keep eating and they keep looking here and there. Such fear of life. We don't have that type of fear. We know that nobody will snatch our plate away as we are eating our prasad. But the fear is common everywhere. We may have different type of fears in our life. And Bhagavatam describes, as soon as we go away from this understanding that everything is happening in this world by the will of the Lord, we become fearful. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesha syat ishad apetasya viparyaya asmritihi. Bhayam, why this fear comes? Dvitiya abhinivesh. As soon as we start seeing in dualities, okay, this is mine and this is not mine. Everything in this world creates fear. If we start looking things in this perspective, bhogi rog bhayam kule chuti bhayam vitte nirpala bhayam mane dainya bhayam bale ripu bhayam rupe jaraya bhayam shastrevadi bhayam gune khal bhayam kaye kritanta bhayam sarvam vastu bhayanvitam bhuvininam vairagyameva bhayam. King Bhartrihari, he writes in his Vairagya Shatak, he says there are 10 causes of fear in this world. A person wants to enjoy his body, he's fearful of disease. Bhogi roga bhayam. A person has taken birth in the high family, he is fearful of being, you know, thrown out of the family. Kule chuti bhayam. A person who is rich, he's fearful of king, he'll take tax. Vitte nripalad bhayam. Mane dainya bhayam. A person who is respected, he is fearful of insult. Bale ripu bhayam, a person who is powerful, he is fearful of a more stronger enemy. Rupe jaraya bhayam, a person who is beautiful, he is fearful of old age. Shastrevadi bhayam, shastra, a person who is intelligent, he is fearful of a more intelligent person. Gune khal bhayam, who has good qualities, he is fearful of people who have bad qualities. Kaye kritanta bhayam, a person is attached to his body, is fearful of death. Everything in this world gives fearless fear. There's only one thing which can give fearlessness. Sarvam vastu bhayan vitam bhuvi ninam vairagyam eva bhayam. There's only one thing which gives fearlessness. When we develop this mood of detachment. When we understand that nothing belongs to me, everything is given to me by the mercy of the Lord, I have to use it in the service of the Lord. That is called as Yukta Vairagya, and that Vairagya creates fearlessness. The more we try to enjoy and exploit the resources of the world for our own enjoyment, the more we are fearful of losing them. As soon as we start working for Krishna, working for Krishna also, you know, can give lots of stress and anxiety. Sometimes it happens. All of us experience this. But that stress and anxiety brings us close to God. Tomara sevaya dukkha hoye jata seyo to parama sukha. Teva sukha dukkha parama sampada nashaye avidya dukkha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing, oh my Lord, tomara sevaya dukkha hoye, whatever troubles I'm going through in your service, that is the source of greatest happiness for me. Parama sukha. Why? How is this possible? Seva sukha dukkha. That is my greatest treasure, param sampad. Why? How is this treasure? Nashay avidya dukh. It will destroy all the ignorance, the pain of ignorance. And because of that ignorance only, we continue in this material world, suffering. Yam yam yoni manu brajet, tasyam tasyam salabate, nirvritir na virajyate. Because of this ignorance only, we travel in all the species of life, trying to get happiness in every species. But as soon as we understand, okay, this human body is so very rare. In this human body, we can understand the glories of unlimited Lord to a certain level. We cannot understand completely. At least we understand something. That gyan we have to cultivate. That's why we hear Bhagavatam. That's why we read. That's why we, you know, discuss, shrinvanti, gayanti, grinanti. That creates fearlessness. Yasyam vaishruyamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shoka moha bhaya apaha. The more we understand, hear the glories of the Lord, yasyam vaishruyamanayam, The more we hear the pastimes of Krishna, who is Supreme Lord, Paramapurushe, what will happen? Bhaktir utpadyate, devotion will arise in the heart, and three things will go away: shoka, moha, and bhaya. Fear, lamentation, and hankering, illusion. There was one disciple of Prabhupada, Kunti Devi Mataji, very simple lady. She served in New Vrindavan whole life. She was very humble, simple lady. She was not known as a big book distributor or a leader or a kirtaniya or a speaker. Simple lady. She would sometimes ask devotees to give their clothes and she would wash for them in cold, frigid winters. In this way, she led her whole life. In the last few years, she developed cancer. It was a painful cancer. But in that situation also, she was so happy. And devotees, and there are many devotees who had left, they came to meet her. They had left practicing Krishna consciousness, but because they knew this lady, this Kunti Mataji, they came to meet her. And seeing her being so happy in this condition, their faith in Krishna again became strong. They again took to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes devotees would come to give her some faith, some solace, some confidence, and they would return being more confident about the process of Krishna consciousness, seeing the faith this devotee had, Mataji had, fearless. Reporters came to know that there is a lady who is suffering from cancer and she's so happy. They came to interview her. And she gave such a wonderful talk to them. One time, Srila Prabhupada, he was asked by one reporter, Swamiji, when you chant Hare Krishna, how do you feel? What is this love of God you are feeling? Prabhupada said, what is this love of God? I feel fearless. When I chant, I feel fearless. That is a natural outcome of a devotee who has Krishna in his heart. He is fearless. Because he has complete faith. And that's what we have to work on. To develop our faith, to develop that confidence that Krishna is there. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Iti Vishwas Palan. A devotee never gets defeated. He may lose some battles, but the victory is sure. He'll win the war. Krishna is telling to Uddhava. Badhyamanopi madbhakto vishayai rajitendriyaha prayaha pragalbhaya bhaktya vishayai na vibhuyate. He's saying, Uddhav, my devotee, he may be bound by his anarthas, badhya, vishayar, ajitendra. He may not be able to conquer the senses. In our story, many times we are struggling with our senses, struggling with our anarthas. Krishna knows all our struggles. Vishayar, ajitendra. But prayaha, pragalbhaya bhaktya. Pragalbha bhakti means intense bhakti. He never leaves it. He knows, I am fallen, I am falling every now and then, but still, I will not leave this. I will continue to practice bhakti with intense determination. Pragalbha, that is called as pragalbha bhakti. You know, so that is how a devotee sees his anarthas. He may or she may, you know, get bound by his conditionings or her conditionings, may fall down many times. Praya pragalbhaya bhaktya. He never leaves the process. He has faith. That devotee knows that whatever may happen, how many times I'll fall, but I'll not leave this practice of Krishna consciousness. That confidence that devotee has, that is called as pragalbha bhakti. Intense determination to practice. Because a devotee knows, well, I have fallen, but Krishna is so great. With all our, even if we continue all our life, with all our determination, without falling down. But our whole life of endeavor is like that small sparrow trying to empty the ocean. Ultimately, we depend on the mercy of the Lord only. So therefore, in no circumstance, a devotee should feel discouraged. Vishayair na vibhuyate. He will never be defeated by sense gratification in the ultimate end. Krishna is giving assurance. When Yamdutas, they go to Yamraj in the Jamil pastime. That Yamraj tells, oh my sons, never ever go near devotees. They are protected by Lord Vishnu personally. With his gada in his hand, he is protecting the devotees. No, you should have no doubt about it. We may not see the Lord, but Lord is there. That is what scriptures they say always. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadhavo samadrisho bhagavat prapanna. Tanopasidat hare gadaya bhigupta tesham vayam nachavaya prabhavam adande. Yamraj is saying, oh my sons, Yamdutas, these devotees, they are glorified by devatas, siddhas. They are surrendered to Lord Vishnu. Ye sadhavo, they are sadhus. Samadrisho, they have equal vision. Bhagavat prapanna, they are surrendered. Tanopasidat unke pas majjana. You know, they are very dangerous for you. Never ever go near them. Why? Gadaya Abhigupta, Lord has gada in his hand. He is circumambulating, just like when Lord entered the womb of Uttara to protect Parikshit. Parikshit could see this. Paribhramantam ulkabham, just like, you know, a meteor, he's revolving around and his gada. Trying to counteract the force of this Brahmastra. So that's how a devotee should always have that confidence. Because if you have Krishna with you, then automatically faith should come. You know, when Krishna was in the womb of Devaki and all the devatas, they come and offer prayers. It comes in the 10th canto, 2nd chapter. Prayers by the devatas, demigods in the womb of Devaki. One of the prayers, they say, oh my Lord, people who are impersonalists, they may go to Brahman, but they fall down again. Prabhupada would quote this verse many times. Ye anye arvindaksha vimuktamanina tvayasta bhava avishuddha buddhayaha aruhya krichrena param padam. They may go to highest destination, but fall down again. Patantiyadha. Anadrit Yushmat Angraya, because they have not taken shelter of lotus feet of you, oh my Lord. Yushmat Angraya. The Lord may say, well, devotees also fall down, right? We have seen many devotees falling down from the path of bhakti. What about them? Devatas, they speak wonderful words. They say the devotees may fall down, but they don't fall down like impersonalists. Tathana te ma dhavatava kakvachit bhrashyanti marga tvai baddha saurida tvaya bhigupta vicharena nirbhaya vinayikani kapamurda suprabho. Tathana te, not like them. O Madhava, your devotees may fall down, bhrashyanti marga. They may get deviated from the path, but Baddha Saurida, because they are attached to your lotus feet. We may fall down, but we should not fall away. Falling down is natural in our conditioned state. We should not fall away of the Tvai Baddha Saurida. So therefore, Tvaya Abhigupta Vicharena Nirbhaya. They are fearless. They fearlessly cross this ocean of material existence. That's how we have to understand the process which we are practicing is path of fearlessness, process of fearlessness. We should never ever be fearful of our anarthas. We should be fearful of not practicing Krishna consciousness. Many times it is other way around. We are so fearful of our anarthas. We are so fearful of falling down that we don't focus on Krishna. We should be fearful of not remembering Krishna. That should be the fear a devotee has, should have. In Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada, he describes 6 points in the second verse, Utsaha, a third verse, Utsaha, Nishchay, Dhairya. In that Nishchay, Nishchay means confidence. So Prabhupada, he writes 6 points in that confidence. Why devotees should have confidence in the path of bhakti? Because unless you have confidence, it will be very difficult to practice and to continue. First, he says that bhakti is a path of perfection. One time, Srila Prabhupada, he spoke to a gentleman from India. And this gentleman, he had met Prabhupada just first time. And this is 1965. He had just gone to America. And he was talking to Prabhupada. He had nobody now. And Prabhupada, he was talking to him and he said, yes, I have disciples. I have temples all over the world. There is a famous singer who has chanting Hare Krishna on a record. That is worldwide. Our magazines are getting distributed all over the world. And none of this has happened yet. Prabhupada sent. It is just a matter of time. That is the confidence Prabhupada had. For sure, perfection will come. Avashya rakshibe Krishna iti vishwasa palan. Confidence is very much needed. Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, disciple of Saraswati Thakur. One time he met one sannyasi of Gaudiya Math. Who had gone to London, he tried to preach, he was not successful, he came back. And now Prabhupada had sent his three couples, and they had done successful preaching in London. They attracted Beatles. And now when Prabhupada came to India, so Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he met with him. And then one day, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji is talking to this sannyasi who went to London, not successful. He asked, you also went to India, to London, and Swami Maharaj, pointing to Prabhupada, he also went to London. He became successful and you didn't. What was the difference? You were also a disciple of Saraswati Thakur. He was also a disciple. So this person could not say anything. Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji said, because he had faith in holy names, he had faith in Krishna, complete faith. A little bit of faith we may have, complete faith. This process is a path of perfection. Second point Prabhupada writes is, Lord gives protection. Why to fear? Lord has given his word, name bhakta pranashyati. In the 10th canto, in this pastime when all the Brajvasis, all the gopas, they are with Krishna, one day they are in the forest playing and they see a very, very wonderful, amusing, interesting structure. They see something like a big mouth of a python, and they thought maybe somebody has created an amusement park for us so that we can play. And they are now small boys, such confidence they have. They say, Asman kimatra grasitani vashtan ayam tatha ched bhagavat vinangshati. So he say, they are saying, what is this? Asman kimatra? Grasita, has this living creature come to swallow us? If he does so, ayam tatha chet bakavat vinangshati, he will be destroyed like Bakasu. Shanadene niti bakaru shanmukham vikshodhasanta karatana nairyayu. They see the beautiful form of Krishna. Krishna is standing far. And these cowherd boys are near this Baghasur. And they are saying, in moment, Krishna will destroy him if he tries to kill us. And they see the beautiful form of Krishna, face of Krishna. Bakari Ushan Mukha. Bakari is Krishna. And they are clapping and laughing and they enter the mouth of Agasur. Vikshodha Santa Kartadanair Yayu. And Krishna, Prabhupada writes the purport. They had full faith in Krishna. Whatever may happen, Krishna will protect us. You know, when Krishna was, Krishna's name giving ceremony was there, Gargacharya had come. He told Nanda, Yashoda and Rohini, this son of yours, O Nanda Maharaj, he will protect you in all dangers. Esava Shreya Adha Syad Gopa Gokula Nandana Anena Sarva Durgani Yuya Manjastarishyata. Very easily you will cross through. Just take shelter of him. In all situations, Brajavasis, all the cows, cowherd boys, they would take shelter of Krishna. And now, you know, they are entering this Agasur's mouth, fearless, being confident of the protection of Krishna. And on the other hand, Krishna is getting bewildered here. Shukdev Goswami says, Krishna, who gives fearlessness to everyone, he appeared to be temporarily stuck with wonder. Tanviksha Krishna Sakala Bhayaprada Hyananyanathan Sokarada Vachutan Dinam Shamrityo Chataragni Ghasan Grinardito Dishtakrate Navasmitaha. Tanviksha Krishna saw. Tanviksha Krishna Sakala Abhayaprada. That Lord who gives fearlessness to everyone who takes shelter of him, he is seeing that these boys, they are my people and they are going out of my hands. They are entering the mouth of Agasur. They didn't even ask me. So he is temporarily struck with wonder. You know, we don't need to be fearful. Krishna becomes really disturbed when he sees devotees in danger. He is more eager to protect his devotees. Only thing is, we don't take shelter of him. Just like Gopas, they take shelter of Krishna. That's the whole journey, you know. Our whole practice of Krishna consciousness is to increase our faith in protection of Krishna. How Gopas, small boys, they're naturally fearful of anything, right? But these boys are fearless. Of course, they have not, you know, achieved this in one lifetime. Shukdev Goswami says, don't think, oh Parikshit, these boys, they are playing with Krishna. Of course, there are some Nitya Siddha Gopas, but there are some who are Sadhana Siddha also. Shukdev Goswami says, don't think that these boys, they are ordinary boys. They have acquired many, many lifetimes of bhakti, sukriti, krita, punya, punja. So process of Krishna consciousness, it is a sure process, sure short way to attain perfection. But it may take some time. That's why utsaha, nishchay and dhairya. Dhairya is needed. In Govardhan Leela also the same thing happened. All the Brajavasis, they are going, they are approaching Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, oh Krishna, please save us. Just see what this Indra is doing. He's trying to destroy Brindavan. He's trying to destroy cows. And if you feel, please save us also. And Krishna, what he's thinking? He's thinking, These people, these Brajvasis, they are my family. They have taken my shelter. They have accepted me as their master. They are surrendered to me. Therefore, I'll protect them by my power. Tasman ki matra, he says, Tasman masharanam goshtam mannatham mat parigraham gopaye swatma yogena so ayamme vrata ahita. He says, I have taken a vrata. I have taken a vow that I will protect my devotee. These are my family. Masharanam, madgoshtham, my family, mannatham, accepted me as master, mat parigraham. Therefore, atma yogena, by my power, I'll protect them. Protection. So Lord, one should have faith in and confidence in bhakti because it is sure shot path of perfection. And Lord provides protection. Third, Prabhupada writes is, it is a path of profit. There is no loss in this path. Prabhupada writes an interesting line there. Bhakti is so pure and perfect that one is forcibly dragged to success. Very interesting statement. Forcibly dragged to success, even if we don't want it. Once we have entered this path of Krishna consciousness, success is guaranteed, even if we don't want. You know, a few months back, there was a cartoon getting circulated. Krishna is dragging a devotee. And the devotee is crying, leave me, it is so very painful. And Krishna says, well, who started the process? You started chanting. Now you cannot say, leave me. You know, now you have to become purified. It is a sure short path of perfection. Success is guaranteed for a devotee. Even if we don't want, even if we think it is too much, I want to take a break. Krishna will not allow you to go back. Krishna, once you enter the territory of Krishna, it is a one-way journey. You know, in the astrology, they say somebody is haunted by the Shani, the Graha, or Ketu, or Rahu, Dosha. Bhagavatam says that devotee is, you know, haunted by which planet? He's haunted by Krishna planet. Nyasta kridana ko balo jadvatan manastaya Krishna graha grihitatma naveda jagadidrisham. Prahlad, he's so fearless. He is not interested in childish activities. He was behaving as if he was mad child, jadavat. But because he was absorbed in Krishna, Krishna, graha, grihitatma, he was controlled by Krishna planet. So therefore, anybody who comes under Krishna planet, no remedy. He cannot come out of it. That is our hope. Krishna never leaves his devotee. Tei bhakta dhanya jena chade prabhu charan. Tei prabhu dhanya jena chade nijajan. Durdaiva sevaka yadi jayanya sthane. Tei prabhu dhanya tare chule dhuriyane. A devotee is great who never leaves the Lord. And Lord is so very wonderful, never leaves the devotee. Durdaiva. But if by some misfortune, if sevak yadi ayanya sthane, if the devotee goes and tries to do some sense gratification, Krishna cannot tolerate it. Sei prabhu dhanya tare chule dhuriyane. He catches the shikha of the devotee and brings him back. So the path of bhakti is sure path to perfection, and it is a most profitable path one can take. So if we are about to get something amazing and out of this world, we should be ready to undergo some troubles. Of course, that some may be, you know, different for different devotees. Some devotees, they may go through lots of troubles. But we should always keep in mind whatever trouble we are going through, it is, if we are in right consciousness, we will advance in those struggles, in those troubled situations. Because what we are aiming for is not an ordinary thing. Path of pure devotional service, it is most difficult thing. Tu duṣkaram karam kṛtvā lokapālairapi prabho aishyatya charato rājan yaśo vipulavam stava. Narad Muni is telling to Tanpat, O king, your son has done the most difficult task. Sudushkar. What he has done? He has pleased the Lord. It is not so easy to, you know, please the Lord. To develop prema bhakti, it's not so easy. So therefore, we should try our best. And whatever advancement we do, that is a permanent asset. It will never be destroyed. So there is no scope for, you know, dejection. Mere liye nahi hai. You know, some devotees, they get into these types of thoughts. I don't think I'll become successful. I will never come out of these anarthas. We should have confidence in Krishna's protection. Fourth thing Prabhupada writes is, path of bhakti is so powerful. Anyone can practice bhakti. Nobody can say, I am so fallen, I will never become pure devotee. Or don't have faith in yourself, faith, have faith in Krishna. Because the path of bhakti is all powerful. And if Krishna desires, anyone can become pure devotee, provided a devotee struggles and endeavors. It doesn't depend on any material qualification. It is not a matter of position. It is a matter of our disposition, you know. What is our disposition? What is our attitude in the practice of Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. That decides how we will advance or not. And then he says, bhakti creates such wonderful qualities. It is productive. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate surah harav abhaktasya kuto mahadguna mano rathe nasati dhavato bahin. Such wonderful qualities. One of the qualities a devotee should develop is humility. In our sadhaka state, we should practice humility. Consciously, we should practice humility. And in the purified state, that will come automatically. That is how a devotee, you know, develops good qualities. Dui bhai bhakta raja krishna kripa patra vyavahare rajamantri hoye rajapatra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling about Rupa Sanatana Goswami. Dui bhai bhakta raj, they are greatest of the devotees. Krishna kripa patra, they have received mercy of the Lord. Although they are rajamantri, ministers, finance minister, prime minister, so humble. Vidya buddhi bhakti bale parama praveen tabu apana ke mane trina hoitehin. They are the best in knowledge, intelligence and strength. Still they consider themselves fallen, trinahaitahin. That is the natural outcome of a devotee. He is humble. And lastly, Prabhupada writes, bhakti is pure. No material motive can produce bhakti. Of course, even if we have material motives, please ask Krishna only. Because Krishna gives those material desires, fulfills them in a way that devotee will not ask for the same thing again. So that's how the Lord has so many wonderful qualities, and all his qualities is meant for one purpose. How to bring the conditioned soul out of this material existence. And for that, he has given this process of wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. So that is the glory of the path of Supreme Lord's Bhakti, and that is the glory of Krishna. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions anybody has?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this very, very wonderful class. You gave the overall understanding that Krishna consciousness will give us fearlessness, and Krishna will never leave us, even if we have to go away. So it's a one-way path. Thank you so much. It gives so much faith and happiness to be in Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I request devotees, if you have any questions, you can raise your hand. Prabhuji, you said one thing that the path of pure devotees is very hard. But it is also like one way, and Krishna is going to help us. He is not going to leave us. But why is it hard? In two different devotees, the hardness is different. Like, it's because of the level of attachment, or how it is?
Yes, the more we are attached to our material conditionings, the more it is difficult to practice bhakti with determination. Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, Yesham tuantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dhidabhrataha. A person who has given up his sinful life, he can practice bhakti with determination. So based on our conditionings, for some, it will be easy. For some, it will be difficult. And even if, you know, for some devotees, it may be easy to control the senses because they have lived their pious lives, maybe in the previous lives also. For them, they don't get so much disturbed. But still, to please the Lord is another, you know, a great distance which has to be covered. So either we are pure or not pure. Both have to struggle to come close to Krishna. The person who is not purified, he has to struggle to purify himself. And of course, the path of bhakti is purifying. Doesn't have to do anything extra, separately. And the person who is not so much disturbed by anarthas, he still has to struggle to focus his mind on Krishna. There is no substitute for hard work. Because Krishna, he is pleased when he sees a devotee struggling hard. And what is this hard struggle? Our hard struggle is only one thing. The endeavor to keep our mind focused on Krishna is the most difficult thing. That is what we have to struggle for. All the other struggles, you know, the services we do, so many things we do in our Krishna consciousness, because they involve our karmendriyas many times. It is easy to involve our karmendriyas in the process of in the external work, but to engage our mind, that is very difficult. So that is what we have to pray for. That is what we have to work on. Otherwise, you know, a few weeks back, I think around 1 or 2 months back, there was a video of Swayam Bhagwan Keshava Maharaj getting circulated, where he's telling that one devotee told him, "It is so nice that you are absorbed in your services. But do you know that it is also service to be absorbed?" You know, so we have to learn to be absorbed in our sadhana. While we are chanting, while we are reading Bhagavatam, while we are, you know, doing the direct activities of Krishna consciousness, we have to be absorbed and prayerful. That will, you know, bring us close to Krishna. So there is no substitute to hard work. Both, either a person who is purified, he is living a sattvic life, or a person who has not so much of the sattvic background, struggle will be there for both. Different types of struggle are there. For some, struggle may be at the gross level. For some, struggle may be at the subtle level. And the subtle struggle is many times more difficult to, you know, even perceive. For a sadhaka who is going through gross struggles, he is always humble, because he knows that I am so fallen. After one crosses this, you know, gross anarthas, the subtle anarthas, they are very deceptive. Because a person starts getting recognition, respect, position of being such a wonderful devotee. That is a greater trap. So we have to be very, very conscious and cautious in all our endeavors. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. But sometimes I feel the gross difficulty is very hard, because there are some ways to keep the subtle things in control, but some physical challenges, gross challenges, even if intention is there, if this material world is limited and it has so many, it will give so many disturbances, that is actually very painful. So
yeah,
that is giving some fear also, how to overcome that.
Yeah, of course, gross anarthas are also not so small. They are a huge ocean. Cross them is one another big thing, but we should not have any doubt, and we should just patiently, you know, continue to practice tolerating our anarthas in a grateful mood. And even if we fall down, we should not be so much guilty about it. We should repent, we should pray, but we should not be so much guilty that it discourages us. You know, that is another trap of Maya, which many times we fall into. We start thinking, I'm so fallen, so sinful. So many years I've practiced, still these problems are there. So we have to just patiently, very gently handle ourselves. We should not give, you know, gali to ourselves. Many times we give so many bad words to ourselves. We abuse ourselves so much that we can't focus on bhakti. That happens many times, you know. And I can tell you by my experience. But in those situations, if you have some devotees who can help us come out of that, you know, tell us that, oh Prabhu, oh Mataji, you are doing great in bhakti. Please continue. All these anarthas, don't take them seriously. They'll come and they'll go. But because of those anarthas, please don't miss focusing on Krishna. Because that's what Maya does. She'll make us see only our anarthas. And she will say, you're so duplicitous. You know, you are a hypocrite. You are making a show of devotion. You have none of that. Just the other devotees, they are so simple, straightforward. They are practicing bhakti so nicely. And just see yourself. You know, these thoughts come sometimes, you know. So it happens many times. But we have to remind ourselves that, okay, no problem. Whatever I am, whoever I am, I will continue. You know, sometimes we should be shameless with ourselves when it comes to tolerating our anarthas. Otherwise, our, you know, mind will eat us up. And the result is our enthusiasm will go away. That's the only thing which will happen. So we should not take our anarthas so seriously. However gross, however sinful they may be. So that is how we have to see our anarthas. Hare Krishna.
Thanks,
Mataji is
Krishna.
saying, seems like speaking my mind. I am speaking my mind, you know. I am speaking my story, you know. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. I'm always so happy when you give class for us. I just would like your would like you to speak about. So you talked about already about how a devotee has full faith that Krishna will protect them. You know, you talked about the cowherd boys with Agasur and how important that is. But we often hear in class that as devotees, you know, Krishna is protecting our spirituality. He's protecting us, protecting that side of ourselves, and not so much the material. You know, we shouldn't focus on wanting protection for our material selves. So can you please just speak some more on that? I always like to hear a little reassurance about that. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Very appropriate question. What about our physical protection? Should we ask for physical protection? Should we pray to the Lord, please protect my family, protect my body, protect my, you know, business, protect my job? Well, a small child is dependent on mother for everything. He'll love the mother and, you know, he'll go to mother for every small thing. As practicing devotees, we should have that much dependence on Krishna. Whatever I have, I'll go to Krishna only. Even if I have some material things I want, whom will I go to? Should I go to devatas and ask for them? I am not on a pure level that I can transcend those desires yet. I want them. Where to go? Should we go to devatas? No. Whatever desires we have, if you want to get protection for body, please ask. No problem in asking for material things, provided we should know that I am not on that level. That's why I'm asking this. Oh my Lord, I want to ask for pure devotional service, but what to do? I have this anarthas. I have this conditioning. So what to do now? We cannot artificially behave as pure devotees, right? It will be artificial. I have my anarthas. I have my desires. What to do now? And if I don't ask, I'll keep thinking, why Krishna can't give this? He knows the heart, you know. He knows my heart. He should have given me without asking only. You know, all the such type of thoughts will come. So better be honest and pray and ask, okay, oh my Lord, I have this desire. But please make sure you tell this one thing also. I don't know what to ask. That's why I'm asking this. Oh my Lord, please purify me so that one day I can ask for the right things in my life. Because, you know, Krishna gives. But Krishna gives in a way. Satyam dishatyarthitam arthitoninam naivarthadoyat punararthitam yataha swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichatam ichapidhanam nijapada pallavam. It is true, satyam arthitam arthitoninam. If somebody goes to Krishna and asks for material things, he'll give. But naivarthadoyat punararthitam yata, he will not give in a way that the devotee will ask for the same thing again. Dubara, he will not ask for the same thing again. How he does that? Swayam vidhatte bhajatam anichatam. Krishna says, I'll also come with this. You're asking for material things. You are worshipping me. I'll come along with this. Devotee says, anich, I don't want you. He says, I want material desires, just fulfill my material desires. Krishna says, no, that is a combo pack. I always come. If you ask for material things, I'll come. And when Lord comes, Ichhapidhanam Nijapada Pallavam. Lord is Ichhapidhanam. Ichhapidhanam means he fulfills all the desires. All the desires are satisfied. Then the devotee has no material desires left. So that's how we should not be so much thinking, oh, I'm not asking for pure devotional service. I'm asking for material things, what to do. But to whom will I go and ask? I'll ask Krishna only, you know, as a small, shameless child. You know, and I'll ask Krishna, Krishna, please give me right intelligence also. And for sure, Krishna will purify the desires. That is how Krishna works in the life of devotees. Therefore, there is no problem. Provided we know that I am asking for material things. If devotees think material thing is the only thing I want from Krishna, that is not the right understanding. We should be aware that this is something material which I want because I am not at that level. I want to go to that level. But you know, that there is a thin line. Sometimes mind will make us shameless. Even if we can do without those material desires, mind will say, ask for those material desires. So we should be careful about that also. So therefore, we should always take guidance from devotees. Be in association of devotees and, you know, keep explaining them, okay, this is what I am going through. What should I do? You know, because devotees, they know. Okay, now this person needs some material, you know, it is like painkiller. Sometimes painkillers are needed, right? But we should always take the medicine also along with that. So where to make that discrimination, that needs association of devotees. So that's what I can think of. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful answer. I'll take taking it into my heart. Thank you so very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. I'm just speaking whatever I've heard, you know, expecting that, you know, I may also practice all this one day by blessings of devotees. All this is very high philosophy, but this is what our acharyas, our parampara is. So at least by speaking, you know, I remember those things. So that's why I'm speaking. So it is not that I am at that stage. I'm just trying to remind myself. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. But devotees like me are so grateful to have devotees like you to share this knowledge with us. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you for
Hare
your
Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving this wonderful association, even if everything is known. When devotee speaks and when we hear, that is actually making our strength and faith, everything very strong. So that I really realize that how important it is to sit and speak again and again about Krishna and about the Tattva. It's very, very encouraging. Thank you so much, Guruji.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mataji.
I don't see any questions or hand raise. If you're okay,
okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Thank you.